In this world, there is a very important factor associated to the human beings, and that is going on holiday. So there's a very, you can say, regular or important pastime for people. People have the mindset that we need to travel, go on holiday, have a break. And it's apparent that Allah Ta'ala has made this earth and the world very beautiful. And قُلْ سِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, Allah Ta'ala says that wander around the earth, go and look around and see the signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, your creator. And so you feel, the heart feels that travel and see and look. And some people have the habit or the mindset or the pastime to travel. Some people go twice a year. People who live in the mountains come towards the seas. The people from the seas go towards the mountains. People from the countryside go towards other locations. So everybody wants to see different types of environments and scenes. And wherever you go, you will go to different countries and you will see the beautiful sights and things of the world. You see the sun setting somewhere. Somewhere you will see the moon rising. Somewhere you will see the lakes. Somewhere you will see the waterfalls. So you can see these things also in pictures, that beautiful places. People see the pictures. So this is the mizaj. This is the habit of man. This is his liking. He buys the ticket, he spends money, he travels to other countries, and he sees the sights and the scenes and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes Allah ta'ala makes a person travel himself. Allah gives the ticket himself. Allah prepares the journey for them. Allah ta'ala allots the place for them to go for their trip, for their journey. Somebody goes Norway, somebody goes Sweden. Somebody goes to Switzerland, somebody goes to Germany, somebody goes to Pakistan, somebody goes to India. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has prepared something for his special people. And he allows those people to wander in paradise. Do you want to wander in paradise? MashaAllah. So what a beautiful holiday that will be. Tell me that if you buy the most expensive package, holiday package, yeah? That can there be more beautiful holiday than this, that Allah Ta'ala himself is arranging this holiday? What a package it will be, tell me. Tell me, what a beautiful package it will be. Can anybody compare? Can anybody think? Any travel agent, can he put together such a package, a holiday package? Doesn't matter what offer he gives to you. Doesn't matter if he says you're in a nice plane, you're going to fly in a nice plane to a beautiful location, cheap. It doesn't matter how much greed he puts in front of you, but can anybody compare to what Allah Ta'ala is going to put forward for us? Set forth for us. Allah says, in the world you can travel, but they are my special people who I myself prepare the journey for them. And Allah Ta'ala's journey and his travel plan, what a beautiful travel plan will be. Here, the driver, where will he take us? Norway, or he'll take us to the coastline, sit us near the water, and we'll grab some fish and keep on eating the fish. That's where we'll go. You'll take us to different places, different sites. The names I've mentioned to you can take you to Sweden or to the mountain resorts or to the coastal resorts. But Allah, our Rabb, our Lord, when He takes us on a holiday, on a journey, a beautiful journey, He will take us to paradise. He will take His creation to paradise, mankind to paradise. What a great journey it will be. SubhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my special people, I take them and they wander around paradise. So who are the special people? Who are the special people, the select people, the unique people? Allah Ta'ala says that my special people are those who do my dhikr, who remember me. The people who do Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, who are the beloved of Allah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that whenever people, when they gather together, when they collect together, it doesn't matter wherever they are, in the masjid, in the jungle, or on the coastline, or in the countryside, or in the mountain resorts, or in the darkness, or in the light, or in the masjid, or outside, or on the roadside, on the pavement. If a few people get together and they do no other action except my remembrance, my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says they have reached to paradise at that moment in time. These are the words of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when you see the gardens of paradise, what should you do? You should Eat from them. You should sit in them. You should benefit from them. So Allah Ta'ala says that the travel you're going to go on, the journey you're going to go on, the package I'm giving to you of dhakirin, farta'u, Allah says, I will also prepare the food for you, a full package, on board, full board, breakfast, food, dinner, lunch, whatever. Allah Ta'ala says, I will feed you and it will not be empty. I'll give you a full package, complete package. That's it. On what? You know, people will pay dollars and whatever currency. Allah says, all you have to do is recite my name and that's it. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala's name, what is the value of His name? It is Jannah, paradise. And Allah Ta'ala has given the good news. Allah Ta'ala has given us a great statement here. That Allah Ta'ala, if He selects somebody and He goes on that journey and He's doing dhikr, remembering Allah, then He's on the great journey of paradise and He will eat from that place and He will benefit from the rest. So Allah Ta'ala says, so if you get that here in the world while you're living, farta'u, you do my remembrance and the mats are laid out and you're sitting, you're doing dhikr, my remembrance. Allah says, this is hadith, I'm not saying this from my own corner. Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah Ta'ala is mentioning here the point. Just like he said that, you know, eat. Why are you waiting? And say, for example, you have a host and he is a big status man. He says, eat this. And you're embarrassed. You're not eating much. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, eat. This is Allah Ta'ala giving to you. Why are you ashamed? You know, don't think that this is that place that you think it is. This has changed now. It is transformed. Why? Because you have said Allah Ta'ala's name. Allah Ta'ala has changed that place. Allah Ta'ala has changed the condition of that place. Doesn't matter if the people of the world, they can see nothing. They think that it's just the earth, the dust they're sitting on. But Allah Ta'ala says that portion of land that you're sitting on doing dhikr of Allah, it becomes paradise, Jannah. And what is laid out there? Allah Ta'ala's dastarkhwan, the food mat. Allah Ta'ala's mat. And what will be the delicacies on the mat? You can read Quran. Allah says, read Quran. But what will I feed to you in paradise, the people of paradise? Can you imagine what beautiful delicacies you will get? Tasty, delicious, enjoyment. So everything is there when we are doing dhikr of Allah. We may not see it or feel it, but everything's there. What is the reason? Now let's think here. Let's listen carefully here. You say, oh, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't eat anything. I didn't taste anything. I didn't feel that enjoyment. We say that, don't we? That has it ever been that the food mat's laid out, the delicacies are laid out, and you turn away afterwards and say, oh, I didn't enjoy it, I didn't taste it? Then there's a very beautiful point I'd like to share with you now. Now here is the mention of Jannah. And who is going to feed in Jannah? Allah. So who will Allah Ta'ala feed? The people of paradise, not the body, the ruh. The ruh is attached to Jannah, not the body. So ask the ruh, did you enjoy or not? Aha. Not the body won't enjoy, because the body, it keeps on filling, and our stomachs are out. We eat eggs and food and paranta from morning till evening. What else do we do? After every hour, after 4 hours, we have a break, or go to the takeaway, go here. After 4 hours, the body says, feed me, isn't it? This is the case. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, fine, you've eaten so much, has your tongue and teeth not tired yet? But I'm talking about the ruh. Allah says, I'm talking about paradise. And in paradise, your ruh is what will eat and enjoy itself in paradise. What a beautiful point. What a beautiful nukta. So the ruh, that is what eats during dhikr. The ruh is enjoying and tasting. If you want to see this, then go and sit at the ruh of the person who does dhikr of Allah regularly. What is his ruh like? Thousands of levels of difference between the ruh of the dhakir and the person who doesn't do dhikr. In this world and when we depart from this world, it will be different, the ruh. It will be different. So, in that dunya, Allah Ta'ala's dastarkhwan in this dunya is laid out for the people who do dhikr, who remember Allah. And the ruh becomes greedy, just like the body is greedy for food and delicacies and enjoyment and wealth. So the ruh, it takes you morning and evening, afternoon, evening, walking, talking. It says, I want to eat. And it forces the body. Then the body starts to do the dhikr of Allah. And this is called dhikr in abundance, dhikr in kathira. Just like the body, it tastes, the tongue tastes, the stomach likes good food. In the same way, the ruh, it forces the body, do dhikr in the morning, do dhikr in the afternoon, do dhikr in the evening. And then the body, it meets and overlaps with the ruh, and they both have a similar habit which forms. And this is the story that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us via the hadith, that when you pass by the gardens of paradise, the Sahaba Ikram, the blessed companions, asked, just like we're asking today, that those gardens of paradise, where are the gardens of paradise on earth? Which gardens are you referring to, O Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, halaqa dhikr, the gardens of dhikr, the gatherings of dhikr. Halaqa means gathering, assembly, sit in a certain way with a desire, with a passion, and have the preparation from the morning. Is it a little thing that you're going to wander in the gardens of paradise? And everyone has a different level. Everybody has the level of uruj, of heights. Alhamdulillah. Some friends of Allah, definitely when they go to the gathering of dhikr, they are in Jannah. They don't speak to anyone. That's called maraqaba. They are pondering. They are in depth of analysis, in reflection and remembrance of Allah. They don't speak to anyone. They don't listen to anyone. They don't look at anyone. They are immersed in the sights of Allah. These are events, thousands. Books are full of these events. In the thousands, pick the books up, read. The lives of the walis, wala, they don't know about eating or drinking or taking liquids. I saw my hazrat, my sheikh, myself, and it's severe heat or severe cold weather in Makkatul Mukarramah, in front of the Baytullah, in front of Baytul Haram, Allah Ta'ala's home. I've seen him, my sheikh, greater than 80 years of age. From morning when he used to sit until the evening, I never saw in my life him eating, thinking about food, drinking, or putting dates on his tongue. He wouldn't even change his position, whichever position he was sitting in from the beginning. Soon as he sat on that prayer mat, until that time, when the adhan would be called, then Hazrat would change his position and he'd stand for the salah. Soon as salah would finish, then again, immersed in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. He wouldn't meet anyone, no gathering, no speaking to anyone, nothing. Cut off from the world. Wahid. He would be in total remembrance of Allah. This was my Hazrat, my Shaykh. What was this? Now we understand, do we? What was this action? What was this habit? His ruh at that time was wandering around in paradise and eating, benefiting. Otherwise, how can someone sit like this? He's not tired. He's not changing his side. He's not drinking water all day, evening. And his body is sweating. At that time, there was no air conditioning in the masjid. There was no air conditioning in the Haram Sharif. There was no AC. There was water there. Maybe that was cold water and nothing else. And the fans would be revolving above. And you know how hot is the wind in the afternoon. The severe heat. The hot winds. Bad situation of everybody. But if there's nothing there, they don't feel no loss because they're in Jannah with the blessings of Allah. So this is not a story. This is reality. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, remembrance, is a great, great action. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So today, we don't understand this. We've left Quran. We've left Allah's homes, the masjids. We've left the prayer mats. So, is there no surprise? We shouldn't be surprised that we don't do dhikr. Why don't people do dhikr? Why do so few people come to dhikr? Why have people not got a desire to come to dhikr? This is so normal now. This is regular now. What do we have? We have nothing. We have nothing. Just a few people who recite Quran. Just a few people who read salah. Just a few people who have a proper attachment to deen. Only a few people who follow sunnah. Who follow the sunnah. Where is it? Where is it? And the same way, there are only few people left to do the dhikr of Allah. So don't look at quantity, that there's very few people and there's no benefit in dhikr because no one's here. Rather, look at the action. Who is saying this? Who is mentioning about the benefits of dhikr? Who's giving the guarantee about the action of dhikr? What a great personality is given the guarantee. Look, whose hadith is it? Whose blessed statement is telling us about the benefit of dhikr? Who is mentioning this? Let's go towards that. Let's not look at quantity, numbers, environment, how big is the gathering, how many people have come. Even if there's one man sitting with total focus and attention, with total love, and don't look towards, oh, the gathering's less today, there's no many people today. Or if you see, there's only three people sitting or two people sitting, the same halaqa, dhikr, total, the same reward will be attained by the people who are in the gathering. They cannot go away empty-handed. That's it. And within this, you will see that you can say thousands of times, Allah, shukr Allah, we're grateful to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala in the whole world, He selected those three people in that locality for that gathering. What are they appreciating? The Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed words, His blessed statement, His blessed mentioning of the practice of dhikr of Allah. And only if there's three or four people there, that's great. Because the rest of the people are negligent. They have not taken the advice. Why are me and you here? Because we've heard the words of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've heard the hadith. We've heard the kalam, the kitab of Allah that's reached us. Otherwise, who would have come here today? Some wali didn't say this, did he? Some mulana sahab didn't say this, did he? Some imam didn't say this, did he? This word, where did this emanate from? Where did the advice, the guarantee, the mentioning, the teaching, the education of dhikr come from? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says that those people who in this world with this yaqeen and certainty, they have solid yaqeen, solid certainty that whatever my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that is it, that's a fact. With that yaqeen, they leave home, they leave their business, they leave their transactions, they leave their sleep, their their rest and their busy schedules, and they've come to Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, Allah most definitely will be happy, and Rasulullah most definitely will be happy to see this, that from my qawm, my nation, there are people, and Allah Ta'ala will say that the people who don't have yaqeen, certainty in the words of my Habib, but they are these few people who've come today for my dhikr, who believed and followed Rasulullah. Who brought us here? We have yaqeen, don't we? Oh Allah, we heard a hadith of Rasulullah, we heard the hadith. The people who the person who recited this hadith is not here. But Allah Shan, great, the person who heard, he's here today. So how grateful we should be. How fortunate we are. We should be so happy. Allah, you have taken my heart and attached my heart to the words of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you have illuminated my heart with the belief and the yaqeen and the certainty in his hadith that he stated. So when Allah Ta'ala is with his fadl, he has made our yaqeen strong. And what reward will Allah give? So many rewards. It stated these halaqas, these gatherings, assemblies of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. These are the gardens of paradise. From here you will not leave empty handed. You will go full stomach. Your ruh will be filled. And the da'wah, when Allah gives a da'wat, an invitation to a feast, Allah gives you fully, Allah Ta'ala fills you to the maximum. Your ruh is full to the maximum. And your body gives du'as to you, the subhanAllah. When you're hungry, severe hunger, and somebody invites you to a meal, to a feast, you'll be so happy. In the hadith, it says, when somebody invites you to a meal, do dua for that person who's fed you, given you food. Allah Ta'ala says, do dua for that person, that may there be barakah in your home, your children, in your everything, in your family, in your home, in your life. So if Allah Ta'ala is feeding our ruh, which is dead from so many years, we keep the fast for 30 days in the year Ramadan. If we keep the fast from morning till evening, the body feels weak. It starts to complain, and people start fighting and complaining in anger. And they break the blessedness of the fast, and it's hard for them to pass the day. And hours upon end, he looks at the watch, oh, let me sleep again. When's the time going to pass? Because you have to pass the time in the fast from morning till evening. And the haru, that we have not fed for so many years. Imagine the body is hungry. You're fasting or you haven't got food. You're hungry, thirsty. The body gets tired and hungry and thirsty, and the person gets angry. And our ruh, we have made it tired of sins for so many years, and it's dried out, parched, thirsty for the haq. Where will the light come in the qabr, in the grave? And how will we go across the bridge of Siraj? Due to the ruh. How will we answer on the day of judgment? Due to our ruh, our spirit. So our soul. So if Allah Ta'ala has given us the food, the nourishment for the ruh, we should feed it. And the ruh will take us across all of the barriers and the hurdles after, in the hereafter. And when we have the friendship with the ruh, then the ruh says, you will feed me here today. I will make such strong friendship with you when you go in the grave. Then your body, it will not even decompose. And this happens. In the hadith it is stated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he do? He says, O ruh, go back. Your body is, the body is strong, and you, O ruh, are strong, so go back into the body. And Allah ta'ala says, that's what occurs in the grave. So there are many things to say, but we should do an action that is of benefit. So let's promise we will look after our ruh. We will look after our soul. We will not think it's insignificant. We will not think it's not important. Whenever the halaqah of dhikr we attain, or when we understand there's a gathering, we should, doesn't matter how much we have to try. Doesn't matter how much we have to try. Just consider we're going into paradise. We're not going to holiday. We're going on holiday. Allah has given us the ticket. Allah has given the food. Allah has given us a full board package free of charge. All we have to do is move our body. So don't stop. Don't hesitate. Don't restrain yourself. And sometimes it happens. There's no hurdle here. Allah Ta'ala says, if any hurdle obstacle comes in front of you, say, I'm not going to stop. There's no guarantee of life. Old age is increasing. Illnesses are increasing. Every day the grave is coming closer, the world is getting further. This is happening, isn't it? And how much time has passed in these 24 hours? You think you're progressing? We're not stopped, have we? Time is progressing, time is moving. So in these 24 hours we've got closer to our grave. Yesterday we were further away, and today we are closer to our grave. Closer to our grave. We've got closer to our grave. And yesterday has finished. Yesterday has finished, and that distance today has got closer. That 24 hours have passed, our distance to our grave has got closer. The time is moving, time is passing, and the distance is getting nearer to the grave. So alhamdulillah, at least in our life, even if we get three gatherings of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, what a great, great thing. The ruh, the soul will say, Allah, you promised in the world that if he sits in the gathering in the garden of paradise, and you made him want in the garden of paradise, so Allah, please take him to journey in the hereafter as well. From Allah's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's mercy will say, you are right, O soul, take him into paradise. Have you heard what a beautiful event, famous event? There was an individual, and he was presented in front of Allah, and in the hereafter he was presented in front of Allah, and his deeds were nothing, wasted, gone, nothing to his name, and he was lost. Take him, drag him, into hellfire. Throw him into the hellfire. And who will save? Who will save us? Who will influence somebody else? Where will mother come from? Where will father come from? Where will the relatives come from? Where will the daughter come from? Everyone will be worried about themselves. You'll look left, right, what has been given? Into hellfire. Allah has given the decision. Take him. And he's going. And as he's going, moving, he stops and he thinks. He thinks he's using his aql for a little bit. His intellect. Look at this point. And he says, Allah, you have decided and made the decision, but can I make a request? Allah will say, yes, inform, explain. He'll say, Allah, you promised, I heard your promise in the world. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a blessed statement that if it ever happens with insan that he does dhikr, or due to your fear, due to your love, due to your remembrance in doing of dhikr, if from the eye of that person a tear drops, that you will make hellfire haram for that portion of his body at that time. So at that time, Allah, if you look in my deeds, at such a place, I went to a place on that day, I was sitting here and my heart felt remorse. It was your name, Allah. And it has an effect, isn't it? You know, the kalamats that we'll read today, they have an effect on the ruh, subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala has made the function of these kalamats to do this. So he said, Allah, I went there. And Allah said, yes, you went there. And Allah, the tear didn't come out. And you are Khabir Basir, you know everything. You saw, and I won't lie, the tear didn't come out of my eyes, but due to that tear, that my eyelid, it became wet. Sometimes it happens, doesn't it? That the tears don't come out, but it stays inside, and the eyelids, because the tear, the water, the moisture, it stays within the eyelid, and it stays on the eyelashes, and the eyelashes get wet. Allah, I'm truthful, you are present, you saw, but my eyelashes, they got wet. My eyelid got wet, so the tear touched it, didn't it, Allah? Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah, Allah's mercy will come. Allah's mercy will come and say, you are right in what you're saying. You did cry. And your tear, it did touch your eyelashes, your eyelid. And due to the barakah, the blessing of your moisture, of your tear and your eyelashes, due to this, I free your whole body from the hellfire. Because your eyelashes and eyelid is also part of your body. And Allah says, take him into paradise, make hellfire haram for him. My friends, what a beautiful point. Such a gathering we've come to. Allah makes us successful. What guarantee is there? My prayer will be accepted or other actions are being accepted? No guarantee. But with these actions, we will be forgiven, my brothers. Faraid, we have to practice salam due to the stick, due to be it compulsory. But Allah Ta'ala says, due to my remembrance, you did my remembrance. Such a beautiful excuse you've created. You did these deeds in a gathering. You go to a wali, a friend of Allah, a pious person. Don't think these are insignificant things. Rather, this place, these are things that Allah Ta'ala gives opportunities to his creation, due to which a person can attain forgiveness and salvation. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can create love and attachment to his dhikr, recite the Durood Sharif.